this is a quick lesson in transcribing. Up till now, all the examples we've been doing have been of the chords. All right, so this example, we're just gonna do the melody, right? This is a song called "Got It Bad" from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Now, before you transcribe the melody, a little bit of harmonic backdrop is useful because then at least you know what scale you're in. Like in this case, I hear you know, and you would just literally take your and slide up till you find that note and determine whether it's major or minor. So you play a major and it doesn't sound right, and therefore you know it's minor. Is it that simple? Pretty much. I mean, right? Let's tune up quick. Purposes of this, we're not going to actually play chords, but the fact that we are in C sharp minor, it gives us a reference point. If we play, you might not know C sharp, you might not know any minor scales, but let's talk music theory for a second, because transcribing and music theory go hand in hand. C sharp minor is a relative minor of E major. Okay? Because if C sharp minor is the sixth, then D, you go up a whole step and that's the seventh, and then E is the, so you know an E major scale, so play it like any fingering you like. Or if you don't know the major scales yet, any major scale, you could just use C sharp minor pentatonic, right, which you know you can start at the ninth fret, and then maybe the melody will be of those five notes, or maybe there'll be more notes to add, we'll see. But so, anyway, that's not the part we wanted to transcribe. Here it comes. So, now remember, this is only an example, unlike most examples where I would make you do it, I'm just gonna do it. I hear, how did I get that so fast? Because I hear the tonic in my head, like do, you know, and I know where do is, and then I hear the next third, like do re mi, and then I hear fifth, do re mi fa sol, and then I hear four, do re mi fa, so I hear 1 3 5 4. Know where that is. So I'm combining ear training with music theory with fretboard theory. And so this is the reason why to learn these things separate. Like, I would say ear training and fretboard theory are two of the most unglamorous aspects of learning music. You don't get any immediate reward. You know, you don't sit there and say, oh, you know, well, what did you do today? Oh, I learned, you know, the interval of a sixth or something. Like, it's so abstract. Students don't want to do it. They don't see where it's going to pay off. Versus, you know, learning a lick. If I taught you this lick, or the whatever that lick was we heard in the beginning. And that's why so many music lessons are like that. You go and maybe not so much now that everything's online with Ultimate Tab guitar and everything. But in the old days, that was all guitar lessons were, horribly. That you would just sit there, you would bring in a song that you want to learn, and the teacher would write it out for you, and you'd go home and try and practice it with no overall system, no method, nothing to connect it with. But you were happy because you got to play your favorite song. So, and I'm digressing for a reason on this. All these things collide. So let me just go back and listen. So really it's... right out of the pentatonic, 1 2 3 4. It's right the first four notes out of C sharp minor pentatonic. And there's a variation on the end. Now the harmony changed behind it. There was a four chord in there while he did the same melody, but the melody didn't change. Pretty easy with it. Pretty easy pentatonic melody in the verse. Let's see the chorus. Here comes the chorus. Some notes outside the. There are some notes outside the pentatonic, but they're not outside the major, the minor scale. You'll learn those. It's another reason to hurry up and learn their. Not that you haven't. I'm just making an example that to hurry up and learn your minor pentatonics and your major pentatonics, so you can get into major scales and minor scales, because the melodic possibilities are way. Those two extra notes give you so much, and here's what it is. So it's 5-4-3-4-5, and then 6-5-4-3-2. You know, so it's right in the scale. Alright, so I got. That was like, there's a little 7 behind the root right there. Is that enough for one day? And then, you know, I could put that in, I don't remember what I just heard, but I could write it out real quick, and then I could easily bring it to a gig or some kind of, you know, thing, and it would take me less than 10 minutes. Isn't that like I'm not showing off, but isn't that something to aspire to? Like, your friend asks you to play a song at their wedding or whatever, and you're like, sure, let me hear it. And then, like, you're driving on the way to the gig or on the way to the wedding, you know. And, wait, you say, can I hear it again? And then by the second time, you not only have what the notes are, but you can visualize how to play it on the guitar. It's like magic, you know. But underneath it all, it's really just your ear, music theory, and fretboard theory. All right, so that's it. I hope that was. So it's up to you to write this out. You would write all the fret numbers. Whatever. The verse and the chorus are blending together for me right now, since I just heard it for the first time. But you could write the tab out for yourself. And now, instead of just looking at a pile of numbers that you can get off the tab on the internet, now it actually means something. Any questions about that? As far as ear training goes, okay, I have 3 volumes of computer audio built for ear training. That for volume 1 is just an introduction to it. And then volume 2, and the volume 3 has a test on it. But if you want something more than that, there's some free programs online. Just type in ear training free test or something, and you can test yourself, you know. There's programs you can buy too. I don't remember what they are anymore, but you can always run it by me or post it on the student forum if you're not sure. See what other people think. So it's a good question, you know. It's an ongoing process. As long as you're doing something,